Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for January 17th, 2018. I'm your host, Zach Hall. Apple announced plans today to create 20,000 jobs over the next 5 years and says it will contribute $350 billion to the U.S. economy over the same period. The company also says it expects to pay $38 billion in tax payments to repatriate cash currently held overseas. Apple says it plans to open a new campus that will house technical support staff as well, although the location for the new building won't be announced until later this year. The company is also continuing to invest in its upcoming streaming video service. Apple has picked up its first scripted comedy series, which will star SNL veteran Kristen Wiig. The series will be produced by Reese Witherspoon's Hello Sunshine production company and joins a growing roster of dramas and sci-fi shows expected to be out by fall next year. The news comes one day after it was reported that HBO and Apple are in a bidding war for yet another sci-fi drama series, this time for one written by J.J. Abrams. And in series news, Apple has turned on a new feature for all users that was previously only available for beta testers. Siri, Give Me the News, now plays a daily podcast from various news sources, including NPR and Fox News, for users in the U.S. The new feature is also available in both the U.K. and Australia, with audio feeds provided by the BBC, ABC, and other sources. The country limitation is currently connected to markets that will sell the HomePod when it ships sometime in early 2018. Apple's smart home speaker was originally set to be released in December, but was delayed beyond the holidays last November. A new supply chain report out today claims the first 1 million units have started shipping to Apple, which suggests the launch could be imminent. In total, the same report predicts Apple will ship 10 to 12 million HomePods before the year is over. Apple's HomePod will cost $349 each, and primarily serve as a premium Apple Music speaker with Siri built in. And in CarPlay news, BMW says it will begin charging customers $80 per year for access to Apple's infotainment feature. CarPlay will be free for drivers for the first year, then require a subscription going forward. BMW currently charges an industry standard one-time upfront fee for access to CarPlay, and the automaker is the only brand to offer wireless CarPlay. But this move is widely seen as consumer hostile and will hopefully spark consumer pushback. My take is that BMW is charging drivers a subscription fee for safety. CarPlay effectively limits distractions from iPhones while driving, so discouraging adoption by building an ongoing paywall should be seen as bad for business. We'll see how this story plays out as the market reacts. Read those stories and much more on 9to5mac.com and subscribe to 9to5mac Daily in Apple Podcast, Overcast, and your favorite podcast player to receive new updates every Monday through Friday.